More than 500 companies, community groups and not-for-profits have been asked to put themselves on the federal government's Foreign Influence Transparency Register. Documents obtained under Freedom of Information show all the major banks, big telecommunication companies, media organisations including the ABC and dozens of multicultural associations and charities have received letters from the government. So far, just 45 organisations and individuals have registered. Political reporter Tom Eagleton has more.
In a small fluoro-lit conference room in a nondescript building in inner Canberra, three academics from Chinese universities are holding court.
If there's a second Cold War, Australia will be the first sacrifice for this Cold War.
That's Wang Yiwei of China's Renmin University, one of the trio of scholars brought to Australia by the Chinese embassy. AM asks a question of Chen Hong, vice president of the Chinese Association of Australian Studies.
What is being made by the Chinese people of the debate in Australia about the level of Chinese political influence on Australian politics?
I potentially interpret it as a kind of a paranoid, hysterical response to the so-called China threat.
The reason we're asking these questions, to come to your point, is that our spy chief said that this is an existential threat to our state.
So if ASIO and other intelligence agencies are making such irresponsible and reckless remarks, I think actually there are some ulterior motives on their part.
It's clearly a discussion aimed at changing the political conversation about China, and the presence of four members of the Chinese embassy underlines the Chinese government's close involvement in the event. It seems like exactly the kind of thing the government's Foreign Influence Transparency Register is meant to track. And indeed, the Australian Institute of International Affairs, which organised today's event, is among the 524 bodies the government wrote to about registering.
I strongly encourage you to consider whether the scheme applies to your current circumstances.
Bryce Wakefield is the Institute's Executive Director.
The result of that letter is that we will declare any foreign funds that we receive from a foreign principal.
But the scheme isn't only about funding. The letter asks about communications activities if
the activity is undertaken on behalf of a foreign principal and the purpose of the activity is for political or governmental influence.
But that's not Bryce Wakefield's understanding. He's declaring the Institute on the register not for today's event, but for a previous one partly paid for by the Japanese government.
You only have to declare funding from a foreign principal if that funding is not declared at the event itself.
He admits to some confusion about the scheme when he first saw the letter from the government.
And I had a long conversation with somebody from the Attorney General's office because we were very interested in this issue. And she said that really the Foreign Influence Transparency Scheme pertains to direct influence of federal politicians and federal politics. And that is not the case here.
And he says the Chinese scholars speaking at today's event were expressing their personal opinions.
They aligned pretty strongly with the government, and I think that's probably natural for an event that is being promoted by an embassy.
Bryce Wakefield, Executive Director of the Australian Institute of International Affairs, ending Tom Eagleton's report. And the Attorney General, Christian Porter, declined AM's request for an interview.